It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ. It is that time of year when a lot of us stop and reflect. So, you know, not everybody, but it's a time to say, okay, what happened last year? What did I learn? What would I like to have a little bit more of going forward? And so I was thinking about that in terms of what have I learned that helps that? Because New Year's resolutions, as we know, have a lifespan of about, I don't know,
30 days, maybe.
Maybe. I was going to say 30 seconds. You
know?
And,
I agree.
And so it's really hard just to declare, you know, I'm going to be X and then just live X. Some people have that kind of willpower, not most of us. Mm-hmm. And so it reminds me of the work of Rick Hansen. He wrote Buddha Brain, Hardwired for Happiness. He's a neuroscientist and a meditation teacher as well. And he has this quote that's very simple. It's possible to nudge yourself in a better direction every day.
Love that.
Nudge. I love
it. That seems doable.
It's gentle.
Yes.
And so what he talks about is that because we're hardwired to focus on the negative is Velcro, the positive is Teflon. That's from his book, Buddha Brain, that we need to remember to notice when it's working. We need to remember to savor the good things that happen in our life, which is why you and I talk about gratitude practice a lot, right? Well, I'm not talking about positive thinking. I'm talking about realistic thinking. But notice when it's working. And then, 10 seconds, savor it. Feel it. Because it takes that long for the sort of the I can't
or
tell you.
Sink in.
And there's some brain chemistry here, but I cannot explain it to you. But just, I trust this guy. So, okay, 10 seconds. So, if it's like, he said, like, it's like you imagine the physical and the whole of what actually occurred and relish it increases the possibility of it actually growing in you. Mm. So, that whole thing about increasing our possibility to be, I don't know, a little bit more patient or a little bit more confident or a little bit more willing to speak my truth. What would it take to do that? Well, one of the things is to notice when you have, or just remember when you have. And so periodically through the course of the day, 10 seconds, not a long time to remember that. The other thing to remember, though, is to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. So I don't want to procrastinate is not going to guide you. I want to focus. That will guide you. I don't want to be as angry or reactive. That's not going to guide you. I want to be more patient. And for me, I'm working on how to be, I push myself really hard. So I'm working on self-kindness. What would a little bit more gentleness look like? And then the other thing that's so powerful to remember is phrase it as a question for yourself. What would it be like if I were a little bit more focused, right?
Yeah.
Focused, kind, gentle, patient, blah, blah, blah. All those things that we can nudge ourselves towards. A question opens you up, but also when you ask the question, go back to Rick Hansen. Think about it, feel it in your body, savor it. And that opens up that possibility for you. And then the other thing that that we know makes a huge difference is because we're all reactive and we all have these really well-worn, you know, we get up and we're off to work and we don't even know how we got there. You know, we have these, we just do things out of habit. And so creating spaces in your day and in your week to get on the balcony, that's a term from Harvard professor Ron Heifetz, to get on the balcony of your life and just note. Now, one of the things that I think that would go well with Hansen's is to note when you've been successful. To note when, okay, I was pushing myself there, but I caught myself. So that's progress. Or I was really gentle with myself there, or I was more confident, kind, whatever you're working on. So some way to get on the balcony, and then if you can do it with a buddy, even better. Because if you have a kind, compassionate pal who you can speak this with, it also makes it a little bit more solid, a little more real for you. But it is possible to nudge ourselves in a better direction. Be kind to yourself when you focus on the negative, because we're hardwired that way.
Yeah.
But then create, attach it to something you're already doing, like brushing your teeth. Hopefully you're doing that, I don't know, a couple times a day. When you're brushing your teeth, that might be a time to say, okay, this is a time to remember. What is it like when I am gentle with myself? What is it like when I'm focused? So attach to something you're already doing as a way to start building that practice. If you're in a bigger city than ours, you have stoplights. Every time you stop at a stoplight, stop and ask yourself, give yourself that 10 seconds. And with that, it is possible to nudge ourselves in a better direction every day.
Love it.
Thank you, CJ.
Thank you, Marcia.